see you now. Please go to bed.
Ah, come in, come in. Nice to see you. So, tell me, Mr. Bostock, you don't mind if I call you Gerald, do you? Good, good. Tell me, Jerry, when did the feelings of rejection first begin? Was it when you were a little boy? 9, was it? 10? Parents difficult, were they? Parents often are. Good, good. But you really did mind, didn't you, Gerald? Tell me how it all began. Tell all, do. Good, good.
Really don't mind if you sit and smile. Now when it's better when you're dead, the state and shed. I may make you feel that I can't make you think. Your sperm's in the gutter, your love's in the sink.
Yeah.
shadows on the water as the sun plays on the infantry returning from the sea. The doer and the thinker, no lamps for the other as the failing light illuminates the mercenary's grave.
Ah! it's me. Hang on. Hello?
Hi, Ian. It's Anna. Anna Phoebe.
Anna Phoebe, my favourite violin player.
I'm just calling for a chat. I'm so bored. The baby might stop crying. Gavin's at work. How are you doing?
I'm very well, but this is really a bad time to call. We're in the middle of a concert at the moment. But tell you what, if you get online, call me back on Skype in 2 minutes with your fiddle.
All right, then. Give me 2 minutes.
You got it. Thank you.
I see you shuffle in the courtroom with your rings upon your fingers and your downy little sidies and your silver buckle shoes. Laying at the park case, you follow the example of a comic paper idol who lets you bend the rules.
Good 6 inches.
Ooh, lucky girl.
High pressure dominates much of central and northern Europe, giving southern Britain a light continental flow. A separate high-pressure cell is situated in the mid-Atlantic, with a frontal system wedged between the two. These unsettled conditions bring a deep depression to the northern and western parts of the UK. This feeling of being unsettled can in fact be the early symptoms of a very, very worrying disease.
That's right, Rod. As many of us older chaps sally forth into the final chapter of life, we have to remember to look after ourselves, keep healthy. Hands up, everybody in the audience. Well, the guys, at any rate, who've had a prostate check in the last 12 months. Hands up. One. Great. Two. Suicide merchants. Now, seriously, I mean, you could just go and have the PSA test, the quick blood test. But that's missing half the fun. Well, do we have a doctor in the audience tonight? Or maybe just someone who looks like a doctor. You look like a bit like a doctor. Would you like to come and help me? Ryan, can you just sit down and help this gentleman? You have to go the other way. Well, Ryan's going to attempt to bring you up the difficult way. Follow Ryan, sir. I'm sure you can help us out with this. If you've never done this before, don't worry about it. It's yours is the easy bit. Yeah. Now then, one of the symptoms that you have to watch out for, of course, is having to get up several times during the night to go to the lavvy loo. And some folk I know probably can't even get halfway through a rock concert without going to the toilet. Excuse me, sir, you've just been to the toilet. Yeah, are you okay? When was the last time you had a prostate check? Never had one. What's your name?
Tom.
Tom, where are you from?
Over there.
Tom, go with Chris. I've got a good job for you. It'll be over in a flash, and then you can put it all behind you. That's good. Didn't ask your name, sir.
Dodd.
Dodd. Okay, Dodd. Where are you from, Dodd?
Aberdeen.
Aberdeen. There you go. One of the least nice places to walk on the pavement because they spit a lot. Listen, slip this one-size-fits-all boots surgical glove on. And together with it, now don't worry about it. Tom, was it? Don't worry about it, Tom. You go with Ryan, just loosen your belt a bit, Tom. God, follow them, try and speed it up a little bit. We all need an early bed. Imagine there's statistically probably close on 100 men sitting in the audience tonight who will in fact be diagnosed with prostate cancer in their lifetimes. It's an eminently treatable disease if you get it early, so seriously, take my advice and do something like this. Are you ready to roll, Tom? There's Tom! Well done, sir. Stepping down the trousers. Look at those perk buttocks, really. And Dodd is going to shit. Power's gone off! I don't believe it. Well, never mind. They're probably just about finished anyway. It doesn't take too long. Come on, Dodd. How's it going? That went pretty well, didn't it? I see you're left-handed. Anyway, thank you very much, Dodd. It's really kind of you to do this with us. No chance. You can keep the glove, but we need the coat back. Okay. Tom, how was it? Wasn't too bad, was it?
No, it was okay.
Going to do the same again next year?
Definitely.
Good man. Tom. Tom from over there. Dodd, can I have a drink? Thank you very much. So ladies, send your men off for that quick old checkup sometime in the next weeks or even days. It could save a life, not by some poor people we used to know and love and cherish. Thank you.
We walked through the maternity ward and saw 218
ladies wearing nylons.
In the clear white circles of morning wonder, I take my place with a lot of other peers. And the blue-eyed soldiers touch my neatness coloring in neat little prose, sporting canvas prayers. With their jock straps pissing, they spouse to my attention while queuing for sardines at the office canteen. Take out your Remy and good old Ernie, he coughed up a tenor on a premium on the signal for the crack of dawn, like the sun, like the sun. to make all your animal DVDs, and you wise men don't know how it feels. Take a think as a
come and see some folks then, right now, we're off to the show. See ya.
We'll be back in 20 minutes, thank you.
Parrot, but you can call me Tufty, all my friends do. Welcome to Chronicle. If you've not been down here, we'll take you on a little guided tour, especially for St. Cleve TV, where you can see all the things to do with our wonderful, wonderful Three Parishes community. Well, off we go, a little quick sortie around the hall and the gardens. We sweep in through the long driveway, turn up here to face Cranach Hall. Follow me, we'll go visit the lagoon. Come along, sluggo, come along, sit quiet.
Watch out for cats crossing.
Nice bit of lawn here. Daughter got married in big Indian tents. That wayward niece of mine, young Hermione's got her eye on a little wedding celebration here at some point. Let's cross over the ornamental bridge and go to the lagoon. It's said that 400 Irish navvies dug this man-made lagoon many, many, many years ago. We used to keep coal ducks here, and a couple of runner ducks too. Damn sluggo ate the lot. None left at all now, sad, but there you go. This is all the remains of the Japanese garden. Wife didn't like it too much and had it all dug up. She doesn't like that Japanese food either. Hello, Spitfire. Come along, dogs. Come along, cats. Quiet bit of the garden here. Hedges need doing regularly. And this is the back view of Cranach Hall. The Cranach up the bum shot, you might say.
Come along, we'll try to keep up.
Chickens! Chickens! That's my boy.
It's Sam, the Joan Collins sat here. Here. Oh, well, here, I imagine, and probably slept next door. Who with, I don't know, wasn't me.
Very well, hope you enjoyed the little tour around. We have to make way now for the main entertainment events of the evening. Live on stage, Ian Anderson and his chums, with a splendid concert of progressive rock music. Mustn't call it pop, apparently. So off we go live on our very own WeTube channel to the Village Hall, St. Cleve Community Centre. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow night for the finals of the Phil Collins karaoke evening. Live from the Dirty Dock in Linwell. Parrot here, signing off. But you can call me Tufty.
string. 20p and there you are. Scary in the tunnel cunt. White knuckled fingers on the safety bar. Which way to blue skies? Phantoms pop from cupboard doors. Mocking men in powder shrieks. Dark promises of blood and gore. Welcome, wink on 16. Such a rush to grow old and once. Endless possibilities. Follow soaring where the eagle flies. Wind train to blue skies. And money settled on the home. Mother telling the present home. Choose direction where the snow. Well, going on 16. Such a
We always wonder now and then if things would turn out, well, just plain different. Chance path taken, page unturned, or brief encounter, blossomed, splintered. Might you have been the man of courage, brave upon life's battlefield? Captain Commerce, high-flown banker, hedonistic, down at heel. A Puritan of moral fibre, voice raised in praise magnificent. Arrested in assured repose, knowing your lot in quiet content. What ifs, maybes, and violet bins fly soft petals on a breeze? What ifs, maybes, and might have been's? Why not? Perhaps. And wait and see. Where did it come from? Where's it going? Upper six clone shot numbers flowing from the pen that never forgets. Recording ledgers, each way safe bets. Fauntleroys and first form facts, allowances all overspent. Interesting sugar-coated bitter pills. Margins made from Tompkins Minor. Load aspirations, nothing finer. Education, the mind that is MBA, a top of master, city pound, canary war, a pissy number, dookie buster, and the best, and then the wins, never miss yet, for all reasons. Hedge punch.
being on the rubber field, pushing, kicking. Bruges boys bothered me.
Sensitive and caring. Seemed the lighter, brighter way to be. Mr. Chenning's good housemaster seemed instinctively to understand. Touched me with his gentle presence on the bed of the blanket. At the crossroad in New Street, an old town. Gerald something from good home on sea. Thinking back to the child that he once was. All bread and butter and jam for his tea.
Thank you.
society, selfish, uncaring. Addle brains much in a chemical soothing. Desperate measures, desperately tearing. The last message of dignity is for the losing. We were sure of poison, ripped up and in. We're hoping to go no harmless to keep. He's our little man, he's a threatened town held in. Head on heart, in a waiting for sleep.
Thank you.
a training from a small he went at Paris crickets. The cost of strife served no longer purpose in my life. I lie in sweat, cry for tears, and write a letter to my mom. My wife, my God, and heard unseen, who never thinks to intervene. Oh, what pain and oh, what life has called to us from heaven on high. This cruel and harsh, sweet punishment for follies acted, leaves us bent on road and passion boards. Where will we come to seek our souls?
Thank you. us pray. Dear beloved Father,
we know it's tough to make ends meet through troubled times, when economic woes grow ever worse. So call out God and their treasured followers, and make a pledge today, give till it hurts. Our coffers almost empty, but our compliments they go high as we set out to shave in mediocrity. Together we can please our willing congregation, and I can live on any small change that's left. So live till it hurts, yeah, give till it hurts. Make a pledge and give till it hurts.
That was today's speaker, the humble Reverend Jim. Tune in to the National Gospel Channel next week. Praise be to him and hallelujah. Remember to keep those pledges coming in and give till it hurts.
Gerald Bostock, fresh from school with a few O-levels, sets his sights. No grand, fanciful fantasies, but level-headed middle ground. The retail trade, the corner shop, as humble service of plain town folk. Open at 9 and close by 6, enough to work and play work around. Regulars drop by to chat in idle gossip, repetition. Same old words, another day, while all the time life slips away. But slips so slowly, stretches moments into hours and hours to years. With characters by Harold Binter, dark silences, slow passion play. Then home to fire up model trains and shunt and shuffle wagons, locomotive breath upon his brow. Smooth clockwork running, motors hum, while Baron Mass prepares hot dinner, Fray Bentos pie. Always a winner. So praise life's routine, cozy habits, and don't forget to cool your mom. for safer houses. No more empty towers of this unholy Babylon. Some 400,000 hours have come and gone. Thank you.
my time for what?
On the streets, a pretty pickle. I met a man who lifted me, took me home for slap and tickle. A civil partnership led to me.
Fresh start, another day, another life.
just slipped away from sweet utopia. Bequeathed comforts surrounding all the lecturing blanket, your uncle's ball, a pretty picture.
Please, to David Goodyear on the bass guitar.
his organ, the piano, and the piano accordion. Also from Bristol in England, John O'Hara, John O'Hara. And from Rosenheim in Bavaria, on the electric guitar, young Florian O'Pardy. Song, dance, mime, and a warehouse prune. Rather dishy if you ask me, young Ryan O'Donnell, Ryan O'Donnell. And now the man himself, the flautist, guitarist, and singer of the little outfit we've had here tonight, Mr. Ian Anderson. Did you see that big old girl in the front row there, sitting, the one with the red spotted knickers?
I don't think those were knickers.